If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm for tonight. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. It's for you, Dad. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. It's completely sold out. And all this week from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening with Janie, we are going to give out code words that you enter to win a pair of tickets for our sold out Alice in Winterland. Getting all excited, making all our plans, figuring out what we're doing for dinner, how we're getting over there, what are we going to do? It's going to be amazing. It's a big party. It's sponsored by Macy's. Plus, if you win these sold-out Alice in Winterland tickets, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th. That's Friday the 13th of next week. The Paramount Theater in Oakland. It's sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word. This is how you win. This hour's code word is cold. This hour. C-O-L-D, cold. This hour's code word is cold. You take the word cold and you text it to our contest line, 20357. Text cold to 20357 and you're entered to win.
And text it to that line. We have two text lines. That's the one you texted to.
Right, that's the contest
line. The other text line is where you send messages. Here's a couple quickies before you get started in the trash. Morning, S&V family. So great to hear Scott back on the line today.
Scott!
You make my morning every day. XOXO Christine on Odyssey, San Jose.
I'm looking at these Ray-Bans. They're, you can get them with without sunglasses. It's
oh, like regular
like a
glasses.
Regular
I
sort
see
of, like, you know, the, you actually wear sort of Ray-Ban looking frames.
They
you
are Ray-Bans.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. They look like that without the tint on them. And it's they, I mean, I really think that these facial wearables are going to be,
you know,
like heads up displays. And
you ever go in to get glasses? This is what happens for me. You go in to get glasses and you sit there and you try some on and you start, it's just like anything, whether you're playing music or what, you do it enough and you start to go, I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. I don't know what looks good.
Yes.
And I've worn Ray-Bans and I know they fit and I just go, give me these.
Yep.
And they're cheaper and they're light and they're just easy. So I can imagine, I mean, Meta's doing an actual Ray-Ban, right? It's not a
it's
knockoff.
On it the is Ray-Ban site.
Right. So
it's,
there you go.
Yeah, it's Ray. It's all the
easy.
I typed in Ray-Ban Meta and it popped right up. It takes you to the official Ray-Ban site. I mean, it's not even the Meta site. I would have thought, oh.
I want those.
925
dude,
says,
amazing.
I just followed Scott on Blue Sky. I noticed Alice Correspondent isn't part of his Blue Sky bio.
Hello, Scott. Worried you'd update that.
Courtney in Denver.
Oh, in Denver.
On Odyssey.
I've been following Scott. I joined Blue Sky because of Scott. And I would suggest if you want to keep your username, get on there. Because I got my username that I have on all my other platforms, but
gonna start getting
when you get in early, you can, you have a lot more options
yeah
for your username. You're not like, you know, Maddie Stout 129754.
I mean, my name's spelled pretty differently, but still, somebody will grab it. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Yep.
925 is the last one. Don't walk into a bar and film people unless you offer a t-shirt.
Yes. You have
to do
that.
That's on the story. I'm telling you, the Google Glass was going to be the next big thing. And then that was the story that came out about him, is someone went into a bar and everyone got mad at that person. Like, hey, you can't be in here. We're trying to get ripped in peace.
Yeah. And make time with this chick over here that we're not married to.
The privacy concern is real.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. It's going to get harder and harder, though. These Ray-Bans look like Ray-Bans. They have a little bit wider kind of where the stem comes in. It's a little bit wider because if you get the black one, so it's really hard to see. There's clearly a lens there. Mm. So my question is, I love this, I want this, and I'm looking forward to having a heads-up display that when I say, hey, AI in my glasses, I want to go to the Starbucks on Clement or whatever, and then it lays out a path. It does an overlay. As I look through my glasses, it says, take a left here.
Can you imagine playing your Pokemon with just glasses on?
Just be like, oh, there's one. Flick. There's one. Flick. Oh, God, it's
going
to be great.
The Pokemon. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. You know, I keep telling myself I don't care that much about Pokemon. Like, who cares? And then this morning, I left my house 15 minutes early to get to this one spot that had a thing I wanted. I'm like, oh, my God.
This morning?
Yeah.
At 4 in the morning?
I left at 4 instead of 4:15. I'm like, oh, look at that. I got to get over to that thing. I need to do that.
Oh, my Lord.
What's wrong with me?
We all got to get on Pokemon. It seems like the most fun thing of all time.
It really is fun. It's also kind of dumb, and you're like, oh, God, this again. But then you're like, yeah, this again. Okay. Anyway, hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hi. All right. So Billboard has announced, and they've actually taken their sweet time doing this. They've been teasing it for a while. They gave us their top 10 pop stars of the 21st century. And so they'd been kind of adding to it, and then we'd gotten down to the top two, and then they announced who number two was, and then it was really obvious who number one was, and now they're officially saying who number one was. So I wondered if you wanted to guess. This is the greatest pop stars of the 21st century. So for these first...
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is on the list. She's not number one. So, and that was, when it came down to the final two, that was what people said. It's got to either be, it's these two names, one of which is Taylor, and it's which order are they going to be in? So make some more guesses.
There's Beyonce.
Beyonce is number one. Beyonce is your top pick. And they say, here's what they say about Beyonce. It was revealed just yesterday. They finally announced the number one entry on their greatest pop stars of the 21st century, and it's who everyone knew it was going to be, Beyonce. Billboard says you can watch her on stage for half a minute and instantly recognize that she's an all-timer. Her inherent combination of dazzling beauty, that is true if she's so gorgeous, impeccable fashion, she's just wow, wow, wow. Captivating staging, oh my God, the dance moves. Otherworldly physicality, booty, booty. And simultaneously earthy and skyscraping vocals all speak for itself.
So weird, I don't think she's that great.
You've said that before. I hear you, there are certain things that she sings and I'm like, nobody does it like that. She's amazing. She's amazing.
There are female artists that I love, but if you show me Beyonce and her husband, I'm Jay-Z 10 out of 10 times.
Funny. I don't love all her songs, but the ones I do love, I love.
She's just hot.
Yo, she is
so fun
definitely
to look
hot.
At.
So Billboard goes on, few artists this period can match her in any of the most critical basic categories of pop stardom: commercial success, performance abilities, critical acclaim and accolades, industry influence, iconic cultural moments, and absolutely no one can equal her in all of them.
Wow, so many words.
There are so many. Well, they're really singing the praises of the number one pop star of this century.
And you said Taylor was number two?
Taylor's number two. They say, even Taylor Swift, the lone artist who really challenged Beyonce for the top spot on these rankings, simply hasn't been around for long enough to be able to match the expansiveness of Beyonce's quarter century of dominance. There you go.
All right.
So the rest of the top 10, and remember, this is the greatest pop stars. These are pop stars. This isn't like the best instrumentalist. These are pop acts. So at number 10 is Adele. I actually feel like that was kind of low. I felt like Adele sold the most physical records of anyone every time she put out a record. At number nine, they've got Ariana Grande. Justin Bieber, much to Hailey Bieber's distress, chagrin, is at number eight. She's like, oh, he should have been number one. Pop artist. Although the argument that they make about Beyonce really putting in the full quarter century is there's something to be said for that. Like Beyonce, 25 years of superstardom, and Justin Bieber, I mean, is he, he's what, early 30s? So maybe 15 years.
It's been a while, though.
He was a kid. Yeah, he was little.
He was a little boy. Yeah.
Can you give me his age? I want to say he's like 31, say.
Justin Bieber.
Like, I think he's maybe just a year or two younger than Taylor, who also, you know, began mid-teens. But he was really young.
Well, Taylor had an entire country career. And if you remember, I remember this just because it seemed so over the top. Almost conceited was heard when she said, I'm announcing I'm going pop. I'm leaving country and I'm going to do pop music. And I thought, that's a bold move. Maybe write that record first, put it out, and then let's see how it's received before you decide. But she knew.
Yeah.
She knew. She knows. And she's known all along, clearly.
Biebs is 30.
Oh, he's 30. All right. So at least 15 years. Wasn't he like a 15-year-old? Like, wasn't it Ellen DeGeneres who...
It was
found him on a Rosie O'Donnell or something, like one of those midday talk show hosts that said, oh, this kid, let's get him on.
He was on YouTube.
Yeah.
In 2008 is when he was discovered. So
all right. So there's 16 years at least. Yeah.
Look at 707 says, this is from our text number, 800-400-3697. Look at the Billboard drama. The woman who's making the list talked a lot of bleep about Taylor Swift. The tweets were dug out by a Swiftie, and Billboard has had to apologize to Taylor just a couple days ago.
Oh, funny.
I don't know anything about
apologize
that.
Apologize for her, for the lady's tweets that they put her in second place. You think the Swifties are just like, oh no, it's Taylor all the way.
I think that they take great ownership of her and pride in her. In whatever she accomplishes,
they feel like they also accomplished it.
Like they contributed to it. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not wrong. I mean, there are plenty of people who have rabid fans, but the Swifties are, they're a force to be reckoned with. Wish more of them had voted.
So Billboard apologized to Taylor Swift after using a clip of her nude wax figure as part of a social media post.
She was also nominated. The other thing I saw that she was, or her people were mad about, and by her people, I mean you guys, the Swifties, was that they were doing a sort of a hype piece on her as they were announcing that she was the number two person, and they use a clip of the famous song from Kanye West.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is the apology for.
Okay. God, you can't make anybody happy ever.
Well, and I think you, in general, you want to take things with a grain of salt, but there is also that, like, You're just doing this, and suddenly it's backlash.
Got to be this, right?
What in the what? Man, did I step in it today? You know, like,
yeah, I did not mean to step in that. That's gonna be hard to get off my shoe.
Yikes!
All right, so number 10 on this list. This is Billboard's greatest pop stars of the 21st century. Number 10, Adele. Number 9, Ariana Grande. Number 8, Justin Bieber. Number 7, Kanye West. He did have some strong years there. Number 6, Britney Spears.
What?
It's been a bit, but she was a big pop star, is a big pop star. I mean, she's not really doing much now, but Lady Gaga, they have at number 5. I'll agree with that. Drake at number 4, Rihanna at number 3, yeah. Taylor at number 2, and Beyonce at number 1. They'd been slowly revealing this, and they put Justin Bieber at number 8, and Hailey Bieber, his wife, they just had a baby. There's a Bieber spawn, in case you haven't been following them. She said, Billboard is an effing joke, as per usual. That was her quote. And then she put a little kissy emoji next to it. I'm like, oh.
707, Billboard's lost all credibility after the Taylor stunt. They pulled putting the mannequin image used in the Kanye video. All right. But that's one of those things. Like, this is what I was saying just a second ago is I might say, I don't like Taylor Swift.
Right.
I may not even mean it. I may just say it.
Why would you ever say that?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm getting at is you know, something taken out of context, something just flip off right. the top of your head, and suddenly you're caught up in something where you go, you guys, I don't have to like everybody, do I?
And if I like them, you do.
Now you're defending yourself against right. something you don't even care about. Like, jeez.
How did I get in a fight over Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I mean,
you can
yes,
have her. She's all
super
yours.
Super talented lady. Really.
All right,
superstar.
So there you go. There, Beyonce is Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century. Now, all as far right. as this year goes, and by the way, it's the list time of the year, which I personally enjoy, and I already posted this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It is Rolling Stone's 100 best songs of 2024. We are simply not going to do 100 of them, but I will say, Alice, playing the songs.
Hits.
The playing the hits.
Jane knows the hits.
She certainly does. And so there's, we're just going to look at the top 10 here. There were a couple I wanted to mention just really quickly in the, at number 17 was Lady Gaga, a song called Disease. We play that, but I haven't heard it a ton of times. Do you have a little chunk of that for me?
I do.
Let's see. So that's at number 17 on the list. Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends. That's at number 13. Oh, here's the Disease. Here's... is a good song.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So there you go. There's Lady Gaga. Ariana Grande at number 13, jumping up to, let's see, Beyonce's Ya Ya. Is that off of that Cowboy Carter? That's number 11.
It is off of Cowboy Carter. Right. There you go.
Oh, Ya Ya. This is the 11th best song of the year, huh?
That's all the words, too.
Yeah. At number 10, now there are a few in here. I don't know Waxahachie featuring MJ Lenderman.
Here you go.
It's called Actually, Right Back to It.
I listened to it this morning.
Waxahachie.
I really enjoyed it.
Is this a country song?
Yeah.
I knew it. I just knew it.
For so long, come right back to it.
Which one of them is MJ and which one of them is Waxahachie?
I don't know why.
She's Waxahachie.
All right.
You just said like a song.
So, according to Rolling Stone, that's the 10th best song of the year. These are the these are the 100 best songs of 2024. At number 9 is Charlie XCX featuring Lord, Girl, So Confusing Remix.
It's so confusing sometimes.
They're confused, man. Zach Bryan, who, let's see, Brianna Chicken Fry?
Nope. He wears the same shirt every day.
No, that's Luke Bryan.
Oh, fudge.
Luke Combs. That's Luke Combs.
I don't know.
Zach Bryan is the one that Violet loves, that she'll cry when she sees him. And was Zach and
but he's
Brianna
caught up
Chicken.
In a controversy as we speak.
Yes.
Okay.
His song "Pink Skies" the number 8 song. As far as Rolling Stone is concerned, he has the number 8 song of the whole year. Tinashe, "Nasty." That's
oh,
at
we're
number
not
7.
Playing the song, the 8th song of the year.
Oh, do you
I didn't have that one.
We didn't grab him. If we
didn't grab, there was a lot of songs.
Someone wrote in to me when we were talking about him, and maybe it was when we were talking about Violet saying, when I get to that show, I'm just going to start crying.
Right.
And they said, Vin, put on this song and try to make it to the end without crying. And I was like, I don't think you understand. I'm not trying to cry all the time. I'm not into it.
Thank you for the warning.
I don't love
it. I don't want to listen to the cry song.
I'm trying to watch cartoons with my kids and end up in tears.
Is Pink Sky the one that is the crying song?
I don't know. But I know someone, you know, said, I dare you to put this on. And I went, nah. I'm not doing that.
They've got a Zach Bryan song called Pink Skies at number 8 on the Rolling Stone 100 Best Songs of 2024. Here we go.
I'm going to hope that there's no...
We're
I got the lyrics on it.
So I'm sure
great.
It's fine.
I've got a dump button over here. It's fine.
Let me fast forward
a little bit. Kids are in town for a funeral.
There you go.
Okay. This sounds like something you're going to cry over.
So pack the car and dry your eyes. I know they got plenty to
of young blood left in him.
I'm not feeling it. Yeah. You guys can move on.
Yeah, fast. Go forward to the like hook or something.
Oh, this
doesn't even sound that good.
No.
At all. And don't you mention all the inches that are scraped on the door frame.
I don't like this.
Know you tiptoed up to 4-1 back in the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
You can see now.
All right.
Sounds kind of bad. All right. Anyway, Rolling Stone says that's the 8th best song of the year.
Whoa.
For the 7th best song of the year, they have Nasty by Tinashe. Number 6 is Hozier's Too Sweet, which I think Vinny can definitely get behind. We start to really get into the Alice music here. Number 5 is Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Number 4 is a song that I don't even want to hum to you because it will be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. It's Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is a bar song, Tipsy, Shaboozy. Number 2 is Kendrick Lamar. This is the Drake diss song called Not Like Us.
They not like that. Us. They not like us. They not like us.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about him and how he's got all this money. If he's only made, he's doing a tour and he's coming to, I think, the baseball stadium.
Yeah, he's
with SZA.
Yep.
And it's soon.
Yeah, it's May 29th.
Oh, that's not soon at all.
It is pretty soon. It's sooner than you think.
But I saw that announcement and went, yeah. Oh, they do tour and they also tour big venues. That's
yeah,
huge.
That is going to be, it's huge. I don't see ticket info here.
I had it on, one of you, I put the article on.
I have the article. Okay. I'm looking at the article right now, but I don't see the ticket info.
Okay.
So I'm sure that if you want tickets to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA, which man, SZA's huge too right now. My God. Oracle Park, San Francisco, May 29th. And I don't see ticket info, but I'm sure you can find it. Good luck with that. Good luck, babe. And that is your number one song.
Ooh.
Good luck, babe.
Mm.
Chapel Roan, according to Rolling Stone, has the best song of 2024. Good luck, babe. That song came around and took my head clean off. I love it. I've listened through her, whatever this record is. I don't even know that much about her. She seems pretty young. And but you tell your kitchen lady to play you some Chapel Roan and plays about 15 songs and then starts over again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so. She's fairly new.
Mm-hmm. I had a dream we were hanging out. She was supposed
you
to be.
You and Chapel?
Yeah. Weirdly. I'm not like a huge fan. I mean, I do. I really enjoy her music, but I'm not like obsessed with her. But yeah, in the dream, we were hanging out so much that like we forgot. I forgot to bring her into the show. And you were like really mad at me because
I
was distracted. And you were like, where have you been the last 2 hours? I'm like, I was hanging out with Chapel and,
And you didn't think to just bring her in here and hang out with her?
No. There was.
I'm mad at you right
now. It was
now.
Amorous. It was an amorous.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't like have sex or anything, it was.
Well, what were you just making out? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a weird. And I've never.
You and Chapel Roan.
Me and Chapel Roan.
It looks different every time you see her. What was she dressed as?
In the dream, I don't know. It was just one of those. I think she was dressed in the, like, how she might have been what she was wearing on Saturday Night Live because that's like the last time I remember.
Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Yes. Seeing her. But yeah.
He loves Chapel.
I guess I do.
He loves her.
I guess I have a big thing for her.
Your subconscious reveals to you who you love.
You love her.
Well, it's all the texts we get. Chapel Roan all
Chapel,
the time.
Chapel, Chapel. Somebody does write to us every single day and says Chapel Roan 24/7.
All the time.
You have no idea.
I've seen it a couple times.
I know, but you have no idea.
Is it all the same number?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's the same person. And you have no idea. You just,
they do love.
You just affirmed their efforts, and now they'll be back at it probably twice as strong.
Oh, sorry about that, guys.
I had a dream about Sade.
Oh.
This was
years ago.
I was like 20.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He's never let it go. All my whole life, I've always known that Vinny loves Sade.
I had this dream about her, and
I've
been in love with that lady ever since. So I don't know if that's, you know, you've just started a thing, but I absolutely normally never remember dreams. And this was one, and
it must have been so hot that you woke up in the middle of it. They say if you don't wake up during a dream, you'll never remember it.
Well, I woke up anxious because it ended with anxiety. Everybody was like mad at me
when you hang out with Chapel Roan, you bring her in.
And you were disappointed. Yeah.
Oh,
I believe that was the word you used in the dream. very disappointed.
Yeah. Well, after your disappointment with Vinny yesterday, I mean, we all have to be disappointed in someone on this show.
By the way, we put the video up of you trying the venison sausage yesterday.
I treated myself a round of sausage
that I brought from West Virginia, and overwhelmingly, people were very disappointed with Vinny for not trying it.
Oh, Vinny, you're so disappointing.
You know what's weird is I do with people who I maybe have just gotten so numb to disappointing people that it doesn't hurt me quite like it should.
Kind of like Sarah's going to be... wants to disappoint everybody today by not giving a speech that she's
the lectern's up. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, I'm actually have zero worry about disappointing. I decided yesterday as I was thinking about it later in the day, I'm like, you know what? I just don't want to, so I'm not going to. The end. That's it. Don't want to.
She wrote this email yesterday and I got the email again. I'm like, you're still grinding on this thing.
He wrote it back. He sent another email. So I replied and I'm like, Vinny will do it.
By the way, Sarah was asked to address, we have a large gathering of the entire company here today.
Sarah wasn't asked. And it was Sarah, said, no, does Sarah anyone was asked. Want anyone from the show want to get up there for a minute?
Just I was like, for the record, I believe this to be true. I might be wrong, but I believe Sarah is the longest tenured broadcaster in this building of everyone. Like there used to be some people who were here long time, like forever. Al Hart was here forever.
Absolutely.
But right now you are probably the longest tenured employee.
You call me old?
No, I'm calling you someone who's successfully been broadcasting from this radio dial position for 30 years.
So I've earned
years.
The ability
You've
to say
earned the
no.
Right to get
I'm
up
not
in front
getting
of
up
your
there.
Peers
I'm not doing
and
it.
Deliver 60 seconds.
I will go as far as to say is Sarah might be in of all broadcasters right now in the Bay Area, because a lot of the longtime folks are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm the next one to drop.
You're the.
That's fine with me. I'm ready. I'm so tired.
The tribe has spoken, and you're still survivor.
Okay.
We can't wait to hear your nuggets of advice.
Yes.
And encouragement
right.
in the meeting.
You know that ain't happening. So you know why? Because I've been here the longest, and I don't want to. The end. And we're out of time. What's coming up in the news? News?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Doobie 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 doo. Alice at 97.3. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. It is time for the news.
Oh, man. Hold on. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Symphony San Jose. Join in on the holiday fun at the San Jose Nutcracker at the California Theater from December 14th through December 23rd. Go to symphony-sanjose.org. That's symphony-sanjose.org to get your tickets today. This just in, 415 says, anyone there got a subscription to The Athletic? Big article on former intern Kate Scott today.
Oh.
Like, that just came through. So, no, but she's awesome, and she's having great success.
Oh, my gosh.
As a broadcaster.
Huge.
Like
woo!
Really big. She's gone big time. She's the Philadelphia 76ers broadcaster. That's
incredible.
Huge.
She is the voice of the 76ers.
Yeah.
And I gave Kate her first paid job as a broadcaster. I love her.
Ding, ding.
Go, Kate.
Go, Kate. Go,
We're
Kate.
We're all big fans.
It's not popping up the article, but type in Kate Scott, she's big.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find it. Deal. We'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Her wife is a huge fan of our show.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Cold morning leading to sunshine and 60s, depending on where you're at, high or low, but 60s. Nice day.
Sounds good.
Looks beautiful out there.
It's a lovely, crisp fall day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where to begin? How about with some fast facts?
I love fast facts, Vinny. You know that.
Fast facts. Listen to this.
I'm ready.
In the 18th century, rich people would hire real people, to serve basically as human garden gnomes. The ornamental hermits would live in the rich person's garden and dress like a druid.
Awesome.
Where in England?
It doesn't say where. It just says in the 18th century, rich people would hire people to serve basically as human garden gnomes. The ornamental hermits would live in the rich person's garden and dress like a druid. There's never been.
Is that like a creative way to eliminate an unhoused problem? Like, it feels like, okay, well, I'm just going to adopt the people who are out there and let them live in my garden, and we're going to call them the garden gnomes. And
I don't know.
What a strange
thing. I've never heard that
thing.
Story before, so I thought, that's interesting. There's never been a person who was born blind and schizophrenic. Scientists' best theory is that without vision, a person's brain can't develop multiple interpretations of the world around them.
You're saying if you're born blind, you're not born with schizophrenia.
They've never had a person born blind and schizophrenic.
Huh.
And so they think that vision plays a role
in schizophrenia.
Yeah.
So so you're saying there are no schizophrenic people who have been blind since birth.
Right.
Birth.
Right. And someone paid close enough attention. Some science guy went,
science.
Hey.
That's interesting.
Pound cake.
Oh.
Got its name from its original recipe, which called for a pound of butter, a pound of eggs, a pound of sugar, and a pound of flour.
Pound cake.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did. I've heard that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like the other. I like
a pound of butter, please.
Oh, for God's sake. You want butter.
I don't know how many eggs in a pound of eggs, though. Like, I don't really measure ingredients like that.
It's no one
funny,
does.
Yeah. It's funny, but it must be an old recipe. Pound of each. Mix it all together. Cook it up. I mean, who doesn't like pound cake? Delicious. Like eating a cakey loaf of butter.
I like Sammy Hagar's song, Pound Cake. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of people in the world have never seen snow in real life.
Oh.
2/3 of people in the world.
Does that make sense? Like, you know, there's a billion people in India. I guess unless you're climbing a mountain there, you're not seeing any snow. Northern Africa, no, there's. I guess you might see it on a mountain. That's the only place you'd see it.
All right. Yeah.
Between the tropic zones.
I mean, I didn't grow up with it, so I certainly didn't, you know.
But it's a short drive for us.
Right. We can go to the mountains, but I'm saying I'd never.
Yeah.
I didn't deal with that at all.
If you lived in Mexico, you'd be like, yeah, I've never seen snow. Any place equatorial.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's interesting. 2/3.
I just found this to be a kind of a surprise. The Daily Mail has a rundown of the top fetishes for 2024.
Oh, were these like new, you know, wow, this really gained some traction this year.
Doing it on a balcony was huge this year.
How do they know?
People said. They asked people and people said.
This is my fetish.
My thing is.
I like to do it on a balcony. Is it that they like to be bent over the ledge of the balcony?
That's a little graphic.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, what exactly is it about the balcony? Is it that it's the fear that I might be shoved off of this? I might be pounded off of this thing?
I would think it's the excitement of and the possibility that you're being watched.
Mm. It's not that
without intervention. You're far enough away.
Nobody can stop
that No one would be, well, or even just, you know, Grace, is that you?
You know, Mom! I mean,
you'd expect that's.
Try to have my fetish time.
You'd expect that you're.
Well, we're down here at the pool. Hurry, finish up and come on down. God, you guys. You're like two bitches in heat.
I thought that was kind of fun.
That's
I mean, I'm not. You know what I like? I like all the lights on and I like everybody to be naked. I'm really into that.
That's your
fetish. I'm not saying no to the balcony, but
his fetish is he wants to have one of those doctor lights on his head. And like, you know, the light they have at the dentist where they just, you know, they can move it and shine it right on whatever they want. He wants to look at that.
I think girls are really pretty.
Me too.
I'm super into it. What are you doing? Why are you sighing?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What, you like your lights off?
Eyes closed, lights off, missionary style. Let's get this over with.
The top kink among preferences in 2024, continuing after the finish.
That's
doing it on a balcony. Doing it while playing video games.
Oh, that sounds like a cop-out.
Waking each other up. While kissing Australia.
Oh, boy.
Well, and working out together while naked.
Oh.
What?
Well, that's kind of fun, I guess. Some people like, you know, sweaty, stinky stuff. So they are like, why don't we work out naked?
Yeah, but you got to be good looking to work out naked and not, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's for hot people. That's definitely a hot people one.
Nude yoga is about the hottest thing I've ever heard of. You don't get to see it enough, but it's pretty damn hot.
I would think that is, you know, you'd want to look away from that. Like,
what?
Oh, boy.
Why?
We're not really supposed to stand like that. That's not looking good.
What are you talking
about? Yikes. Oh, my God, no. Imagine that in a whole room.
Said
full
no
of...
guy ever.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah.
Guys. Said no guy ever in the history of guys.
Guys are like, give it to me. The uglier, the better.
There's no ugly. Mm. I don't understand what's wrong with you.
I agree. We're standing on different sides of this.
I'm just going to give you the top one. These are the top 20 drink trends of 2024.
Okay.
And
The top 20 drink trends.
The number one trend is licorice is coming for your cocktails.
No, thanks.
And they say here, right in the article, even though it's listed at number one, they say it's a divisive flavor just beating anchovies. In the list of flavors in the world, anchovies is the most
hated.
That's
the list I'm interested
and
in.
And licorice is next.
And then it's got to be truffle. Like, you can keep your truffle.
But they say licorice-like flavors, and they bring on this. They're describing it. I'm thinking, what is with you people in your drinking? Pour that down your throat and have it burn to your feet.
People like the craft cocktail. My kid is like this. Riley will sit and spend so much time. I'm like, order a vodka tonic. I'm like, what's the holdup here? And he's like, no, I want to see what their mixologist has come up with.
Oh, Riley, and, you know, what are you doing?
All the ingredients have to be. I'm like, you know, somebody made that thing up, and then there's some hack back there making drinks en masse. Like, it's not going to be a delicious craft cocktail.
This guy,
be
whiskey rocks. Give it to him. Done. Mm. Beverage professionals have been using licorice flavor as an accent to add depth and intrigue to a range of drinks. Oh, get out of here. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like on the menu.
What are you doing? You kidding me?
These aren't drinkers. You don't know.
What are you doing over there?
Well, they're trying to enjoy a cocktail without the kind of rabid obsession that some people have, guys. I don't know.
By the way, while we're on cocktails, I meant to tell you this yesterday because there was a story about Stoli.
The vodka?
The vodka. Vodka maker Stoli Group files for bankruptcy protection in the United States.
Oh, that's surprising. I mean, you'd think liquor companies would be the one thing that would stay in business.
I used to drink quite a bit of Stoli. Yeah. I liked it. You?
It was, the price was right, and it wasn't bad.
Isn't it funny how, like, the actual brand of, like, vodka to me, I know there's going to be someone who writes in and is like, well, you just don't have a palate for this. As far as I'm concerned, you can give me the well vodka. I don't care. Like, it all just tastes like vodka to me. I get that, like, gin, they say there's a really wide range of flavors with that, but I don't know. Like, I would just always buy the cheapest vodka. But it's like right now Tito's is like the one or Kettle One.
I never even had Tito's. I've had Kettle One. I've had Grey Goose.
Grey Goose is
and
a
I've
biggie.
Had Stoli.
Yeah.
And Tito's wasn't even around when I drank.
Is Smirnoff the one that's just like the well bottle?
Yeah, that's not
cheap. I'm fine with that.
No, you're not.
You know, I am. No. You can make me a drink with that and I'll be just fine. What? All tastes exactly the same to me.
What? Don't you notice a difference at the end of the night? Or the next day?
Yeah, that's usually the deal. You get more of a hangover from cheaper
I see.
Alcohol.
Yeah, I'll take the cheapest.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't have a palate like that.
I don't know. I never had a hangover. I just kept drinking.
It was never over.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, there's a restaurant in Mill Valley that has a Jaeger Old Fashioned. I love it.
Oh, what restaurant?
What restaurant, person?
Jaeger Old Fashioned. Mm.
Relax, Sarah. Thinking girls are pretty is perfectly normal. Having a fetish for boy bands is a little different.
Yeah, Maddie.
I love them. Love to watch them dance. Mm.
This is great. 669. Is that maybe San Diego?
No.
We're going to
find
out.
Vinny, watch The Diplomat. I'm absolutely hooked. And man, that husband is a piece of work. Yikes. Tony Milpitas.
Were you saying you started it? Or
they're saying.
So you haven't started it yet?
No. The Diplomat?
Yeah.
I'm the one that told you about it.
I thought they were saying, Vinny, watch The Diplomat.
No, they're saying, Vinny, I watched The Diplomat. It. They didn't write I, but they went, Vinny, ...
Got it.
Watch The Diplomat. I'm absolutely hooked. And man, the husband is classic. The show is all Carrie Russell. Don't get me wrong, but his little bits where he turns up and plays a role, he's a problem, that dude.
Oh boy.
And if you like looking at Carrie Russell, you get to look at her a lot.
I mean, you're saying naked. She doesn't look good.
What?
I thought you said she didn't look good.
What I said, he didn't say that. She's a stunning woman, like absolutely supermodel, great looks.
She's beautiful.
In this show, she's playing someone who hardly sleeps and is very busy and is working. She's shadowed. She's not wearing makeup.
Her hair's always ratty. Yeah.
She's playing a role. So she's not the stunner that you expect her to be.
I see.
But by the way, 669? That's a San Jose area code.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
San Jose.
Right. People stopped drinking Stoli after Russia invaded Ukraine.
Oh.
Everyone is so on it.
People know everything, don't they?
They know what to do.
Mm. They do. Well, there's like the underground message board or something. We're just not privy to them.
Well, I just don't think we're like hyper political. I just don't think we like really go.
We're trying to not be there for that. It's hard to avoid, but
it's the show though that we're trying to do is not be political. And sometimes even when we're not, we end up stepping in it.
Well, right. I mean, we just say one time we went and test drove a Tesla. The world fell down. All the internet broke.
510 says, wouldn't that be called 4-pound cake? I don't know. It's just a 1 pound of everything.
4-pound cake. I'll take the 4-pound cake. I'll take the 10-pound cake.
Let's see here. Who better to give the speech than the first name on the marquee? Boy, do I agree with that.
Take it away, Alice.
Now, the boss came in and she was clear. She's not doing it.
Hmm.
I think they still think there's a chance.
I think there's a chance. I actually think if either of us just start talking, she'll go, oh, no one died. I don't mind jumping in now.
You're going to be up at a lectern.
No, I'm not.
On a podium.
I'm going to, if they get me to even stand.
I'm going
to
sit there and just film you and play it for everyone tomorrow.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not. I'm going to tell the
boss.
What
if it's the best thing ever?
It won't be.
How about I tape it just in case?
Nope.
And then if something great happens.
All right, Maddie will do it then.
No, I'm nobody.
What are you talking about?
That's ridiculous.
Go on.
Never say that again.
Okay.
Vinny got me hooked on The Diplomat. Love Carrie Russell. Oh my God, thrilling. Yeah, it's pretty good. If you're looking for something to watch, I do recommend it. Very few shows catch me. Mm. And most, even when people are like, you're going to love it, I watch it and go, I don't love it. But I love The Diplomat. Pound Cake is by Van Halen, not Sammy. It's with Sammy,
yeah, but
though.
It's with Sammy.
Sammy's
it's
Van singing Hagar. It. Stop
Van
it.
Van Hagar.
All right, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Got another set of tickets for Alice in Winterland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.